Welcome to the Driver Audiobook, which will help you prepare for the theory driving test. My name is Finley, and I will guide you through today's lesson. Signals, signs and markings. All traffic signs and signals must be obeyed, but you only have to obey the signs that apply to you. Signs, signals, and markings are more important than the general traffic rules. Instructions given by the police should always be followed. Traffic signs and signals are divided into various categories. Danger signs, prohibition signs, order signs, information signs, additional information signs, markings, traffic lights. Learning objective of this section: know and recognize the various types of signs and signals. Time needed, 20 minutes. Danger signs. Danger signs are triangular. They are white with a red border. Danger signs are situated where drivers not familiar with the area will not see a danger too late or not at all. Within towns or urban areas, for example, a village, danger signs are located just before the danger. Outside of towns, for example, a country road, they are located 150 to 200 meters before the danger. On motorways and motor roads, they are either located at the danger or 100 meters before it. If a sign cannot be located at this distance, then the actual distance to the danger will be shown on an additional sign. Prohibition signs. Prohibition signs are generally round and have a red border. Some of them have a black symbol on a white background. All prohibition signs forbid the driver from doing something specific. Sometimes a prohibition sign will also have an additional sign to indicate a distance. This means that the sign is first valid further down the road. Order signs. Order signs have a thin white border and a white symbol on a blue background. These signs order you to do something specific. Information signs. Information signs can be rectangular or square. They often have a white symbol on a blue background, sometimes also green or red, or a black symbol on a white background. They include rules on behavior. Signposts fall under the information signs category. Signposts with white text on a green background show the way to motorways or motor roads. Signposts with white text on a blue background indicate that the given destination will be reached mainly on main roads. Signposts with black text on a white background indicate that the given destination will be reached mainly on secondary roads. The signals town boundary on main roads and town boundary on secondary roads are placed where the built-up area begins. Place name signs do not indicate the maximum permitted speed. The maximum speed limit of 50 km per hour is signaled separately, usually at the beginning of densely built-up areas. Additional information signs. Additional signs can be found under normal signs. They are still mandatory. Additional signs are usually white with a black symbol. Priority signs. Priority signs clarify who has right of way. They are found in various forms and can be danger, order, or information signs. Markings. Markings are painted, fixed, or engraved on the road surface. If markings must be temporarily changed, for example, because of road works, then they will be replaced with yellow-orange markings. These markings override white markings. Marked bus stops, taxi ranks, and empty parking spaces may be driven over. Parking at bus stops and taxi ranks is not allowed. A bus stop may be used to let someone get in or out of a vehicle, as long as no bus will be obstructed. Police hand signals. Signs and markings should be followed. instructions from the police should be obeyed. If the police are controlling traffic, road users must wait for their signal. This does not apply if you are in a line of vehicles and no stop signal is given. As soon as the police officer gives a stop signal, you must stop. The hand signals mean holding up an arm, stop before the junction for all directions, an outstretched arm, vehicles behind stop, both arms outstretched to the sides, vehicles behind and in front stop, waving on, continue in the given direction, waving arms up and down, slow down. Traffic lights. A red light means stop. If there is a black arrow on the red light, then traffic going in the indicated direction must stop. A green light allows traffic in all allowed directions to continue. Turning vehicles must give way to oncoming traffic and pedestrians in the side road. A green arrow allows traffic going in the indicated direction to continue. If an amber light is flashing next to it, turning vehicles must give way to oncoming traffic and pedestrians in the side road. An amber light after a green light means that vehicles must stop before the junction if it is still possible to do so. If an amber light appears together with a red light, the traffic should prepare to continue and expect the green light to allow them to continue. When stopping for an extended period of time, the motor must always be turned off as long as this will not delay setting off again. If there is stationary traffic in a tunnel, the motor must be turned off to avoid the buildup of exhaust fumes. If there is a fire in a tunnel, it is important to immediately leave your vehicle and find the marked shelters. It is also important to leave the key in the ignition so that the emergency services can move the vehicles out of the way. If the traffic light before a pedestrian crossing is green, but there is stop-start traffic, you must stop in front of the crossing. You may only drive over the crossing once pedestrians will no longer be obstructed. Amber flashing light cautions the driver because the traffic light is not in service and general traffic rules apply. Black arrows on additional white signs below a traffic light indicate that the light only applies to traffic going in the indicated direction. Sometimes there are traffic lights above multi-lane roads, so-called lane control lights. These control the traffic when there are multiple lanes. A green arrow pointing down indicates that the lane is open. A yellow flashing arrow pointing down and to the side indicates that the lane should be exited in the shown direction. A red cross indicates that the lane is closed.